Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN Security Council held urgent talks Sunday about the deadly surge of violence in Aleppo as Syrian and Russian jet fighters bombarded the rebel-controlled eastern sector of the Syrian city. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spoke about the situation in Aleppo.
I'm appalled by the military escalation in the city of Aleppo, which is facing the most sustained and intense bombardment since the start of the Syrian conflict.
Syria's UN envoy Bashar al-Jafri vowed the Syrian government will recapture all of Aleppo, where the UN says 1.7 million people are in need of drinking water. A top member of Yemen's armed Houthi rebel movement has offered to stop attacking targets on the Saudi Arabian side of the border if the Saudi-led air coalition stops bombing Houthi targets inside Yemen. There was no immediate Saudi response to the proposal. The Houthis, who rose up against the government in 2014, are allied with soldiers loyal to former President Ali Abdullah Saleh. Then later, they seized the capital Sana'a and forced then-President Abu Rabu Mansur Hadi to flee. The United Nations says at least 10,000, more than half of them civilians, have been killed in the conflict. Gabon's President Ali Bongo says the country will return to normal after the Constitutional Court on Friday threw out a challenge against the election results by opposition rival and veteran African diplomat Jean Ping. It allows Mr. Bongo and his family to extend its half-century rule over the country. This is VOA News. U.S. presidential candidates met separately with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday on the eve of their first presidential debate. The talks were private, but the campaigns for Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump each issued a statement describing their sessions. Clinton stressed the importance of a strong and secure Israel. Trump's campaign said he and Netanyahu discussed at length Israel's use of a fence to help secure its borders, an example Trump frequently cites when he's talking about the wall he wants to build between the U.S. and Mexico. By the way, VOA will have live coverage of the U.S. presidential debate beginning at 1 hour Universal Time on Tuesday. Check out our website, voanews.com, for that coverage. People were free to move about the U.S. city of North Carolina early today after days of overnight curfews meant a control protest over a deadly shooting by police. Videos released by Charlotte police showing a deadly confrontation between the police and 43-year-old African-American Keith Scott. The two videos from body cameras and dash cameras from police officers who were confronting Scott were released after days of calls by protesters to make that footage public. Kirk Putney, the Charlotte police chief, spoke over the weekend to reporters about the pace of the investigation.
We're 4 days after the incident. We're talking about two independent investigations, and they take time. I'm gonna insist we do it right. Not fast.
Keith Scott's brother-in-law, Ray Dotch, talked about the police videos.
Unfortunately, we are left with far more questions than we have answers. It does not make sense to us how it was possible that this incident resulted in the loss of life. It just does not make sense, and it is not clear in the videos that were released.
Protests against the shooting have been largely peaceful since the release of the videos on Sunday. Dozens of protesters chanted Black Lives Matter outside a professional football game in Charlotte. Superstar American golfer Arnold Palmer has died at the age of 87. Mark Hayes, media manager for Golf Australia in Melbourne, tells VOA Palmer was special in Australia.
Arnold Palmer is a man whose skills, whose charisma, whose passion for golf took the game around the globe. He's revered in Australia just as he is in the States, and I don't suspect for a minute that we're feeling he's lost quite as much as the US is today, but he's going to be missed just as much down under as he is in the States.
You can get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.